The key, another key here is Alex wasn't just standing in front. You know, we were moving and he was coming into the slot, again, unchecked and behind their defenseman, and they weren't aware of him. And you can't leave, you know, you can't leave a guy like that open in the slot because he's going to bury it. He doesn't need much room or many chances to make a good play, but a good all-around play, all, you know, a lot of real good things. And it goes to show you they're listening to what we're telling them, the coaching.
That's always good, right?
Well, that's a good thing, because there's a lot of days it's as I say, opposite day. They just do, you tell them to do something and it's going to be, they're going to do exactly opposite. We don't have many of those, but big goal, you know, and that's what I liked about it. They scored that goal and make it 2-1, and there was no sense of panic or, you know, we played with a lot more poise and we finished out the game how you need to against a real good team. And that's an important learning lesson as we go forward.
Malcolm Gould, +3 on the night. He was outstanding. And, of course, Alex Patan burying those goals. And the whole weekend, special teams didn't factor in.
No, I thought that was the best refereed series we've in our league that we've had all year, like head and shoulders. So I thought both teams played hard. Both teams played clean and disciplined. There are some huge hits in the game, like even Alex Patan, and it was a physical series, but it was a clean series, and that's what you want. I mean, that's what you're going to get in the NCAA tournament, games like that where you have to play clean and disciplined. And there might have been a penalty here or there they let go, but for the most part, excellent refereeing, and I hope we continue to see that as we go forward and let the players decide the game. And I think, you know, a lot of credit goes to their team and their coaches and you know, having their team play the way they do. And I think we're always preaching our team. We're not a big physical team, you know, but we try to play strong. We try to play aggressive and play with discipline. And I thought you saw a real good series in that regard this weekend.
Mike Neville went down in that game, came back in the game, but he went down very hard and awkwardly. Was that more wind getting knocked off?
Yeah, a little bit, you know. Yeah,
man, he went down hard.
And he came back and played in the game, yeah. And it was good. And I thought he had a real nice weekend, played harder, played with more speed, played with more urgency and desperation and more purpose than he has. And we need that out of Mike Neville. You know, he can be a very, very valuable player. And now we got to get him to expand to his offensive game, to have confidence in that. And like I said, I wish I could go to the vending machine here and just, you know, put in my dollar and come out with all the confidence in the world. But he's a confident kid. So hopefully he can really grow and continue to get better as the season goes on.
Final shots, 26-21 in favor of Minnesota State. I think it's on one of our questions coming up, Coach. We might as well address it now. What was going on with Joe Lesperance in the 10-minute misconduct there?
Yeah, I think Joe, he was frustrated. I mean, it's been a while since he's scored also. And unfortunately, you know, I'm not saying Joel, but players in general judge themselves on their goals and points sometimes forwards. And there's so much more to the game than that. And I think he was just frustrated a little bit. And I think was telling the referee what he, you know, inviting him over maybe after the game or something for Coca-Cola, want to see if he went out or something like that. And I'm not sure Joel was actually directing his comments to the referee, because, you know, Joel's pretty hard on himself, and at times he's giving it to himself, and it could have been that case. So, but I think the referee took it, he's giving it to him, and put him in the sin bin for 10. And I, you know, it's fortunate we didn't get a 2 and 10, you know, because you could give a player unsportsmanlike conduct and a 10-minute misconduct in that situation. But I thought the referee used good judgment and didn't allow one individual just because he was inviting him over for coffee to put the team at jeopardy. So, but we got to learn. We have to learn from that, and this will be a good teaching moment for not only Joel but all our players.
3 out of 4 points. That's good. And we haven't really mentioned this at all weekend. That gives us the tiebreaker on Minnesota State.
Well, it does. If we ever, I don't think that's the first tiebreaker. If you don't play 4 games against an
opponent.
That's
right. You're right.
It's not the first tiebreaker.
I forgot about that.
So it'll go to, I think your next opponent and whatnot. But yeah, we had the tiebreaker because it is an advantage. If you only play a team twice during regular season and you play them at home, that's a huge advantage.
So, I forgot about that.
But regardless, I mean, it's still, for a lot of reasons, it's good to beat them. The streak is done. We can start our own little streak going on here and move on from there. So
Huskies move to a tie with Bowling Green in the standings. Bowling Green idle in conference play over the weekend. They will get back in action, and they have a couple games at hand with us. But that's okay. We can't control that, and we'll find out what happens. Let's talk more about Michigan Tech hockey when we come back. We've got a lot of questions coming in, too. We'll start those questions in just a moment. It's the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its seventh year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the library. With the new year, Bucko's Party Store in Calumet has a store full of new deals. All six packs of 12 and 16 ounce of canned beer is at record lows. Mountain Dew, 20 ounces or two for $2.22. All 7-Up and Coke 2-liter products, two for $3. Pepsi 12 packs of cans, only two for $9. 7-Up 20 ounces, only 90 cents. And with winter finally settling in, stay warm with Keweenaw Alpaca gear. Sold exclusively at Bucko's. All sales do not include tax and deposit. At Bucko's Party Store, Calumet.
What's it mean to add refreshing Coca-Cola to the best time of the year? It means celebrating the present, with or without actual presents. It means doorbells being pushed to their limits, and doors opening to open arms. It's making sure your party is well-stocked with ice-cold Coca-Cola, so it's well-stocked with warm friends.
Can you grab one for me?
Sure.
It's knowing the greatest gift you can give is your time.
Enjoy your soup, sir.
And having the time of your life giving it.
Thanks, young man.
Having Coke over for the holidays means celebrating the night before Christmas. And the night before that, and the night before that.
Too soon to open presents?
It's celebrating the new year with old friends.
Happy New Year!
And resolving to make any time of year the best time of year.
This is nice, huh?
Yeah, this is nice.
Nothing warms the heart like friends and family, and nothing keeps them refreshed like ice-cold Coke. So pick some up today and give new meaning to holiday cheers. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work with you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stachowiak a call, and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93, and Coach is all ready to answer some questions here today, so let's get to those questions. You still have time to get yours in if you would like. Our email address is dj@themix93.com. Coach, first question here today is, in my opinion, according to this fan, it says the decor has regressed this year. It seems like there are less crisp first passes, more chips off the boards, and more turnovers. What is your assessment of our defense?
I don't know if I'd use the word regressed. I mean, I think there's been moments where they haven't played as well. I think one of the things we see as a coaching staff is our defensemen are trying to do too much, you know, instead of just simplify some things. And I think when we simplify things, we're much better. And you're right, the first guy you see move the puck up, and we want to carry it a little bit more, we want to handle it a little bit more. So and there have been some huge turnovers, there's no doubt about it. You're going to have some mistakes. Some teams are going to force you into you know, some pressure situations where you are turning the puck over. But having said that, when you look around the country and look at the defensive corps out there and the goals against, I think we're, I don't know if we're a top 10 in goals against again this year. We're close. I think we're in the top 15 in the country. So there's a lot of good things going on there. And I think our production might be up overall for our defensemen other than Shane Hanna. So there's some good things. But, you know, I wouldn't say regressed. I just would say maybe making a few more turnovers. And they will be the strength of our team going forward. You could see this weekend, I thought they were solid. You know, there's a couple hiccups there, but not many. So, and that's good. And, you know, I thought – against Yale. We were pretty good till, you know, late in the third period. We got a little tired, started to do some things against a real quick and fast team. So I like where they're at, and that's the beauty of it. We continue to get better. So it's important that they have their best hockey in front of them, and I think they understand that as a core group. And it's not only defensemen, it's our forwards. Our forwards have to work back to the puck.